boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I have no idea how I got here in time for the show, but I did it.
It was chaos the way you came in this room.
Busting open the door.
Busting through the door, six bags in your hand,
maybe
a little sweaty.
Definitely a little sweaty. I just did a live broadcast at Billion of Iowa City with the Give Foundation, which helps veterans get free golf clubs,
so
lessons.
Cool.
It's really, really cool. But while I was there, I was hanging out with the guys from the Give Foundation. I'm talking to them. But of course, I'm telling you, I think a car dealership is just as cool as a coffee shop to people watch. We were having a blast in there.
Oh, I can imagine.
But it was more like it was fun watching the car salesman make a deal.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they have to go talk to their boss to see if they can get a deal. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, whatever. It was just so fun to watch that. And then it was funny because one of the guys at the Give Foundation was like, oh, I can tell you are definitely a people watcher. I have been my entire life. I used to get in so much trouble, Taylor, when I was a kid by my dad.
Because you're not subtle about it.
No.
You're kind of a gawker.
Yeah, and I think I probably was way worse when I was a kid. But I remember specifically being at Pizza Hut one time as a kid.
Random.
And I was just staring. I love watching people. I like watching how they use their hands when they talk. Where is their body facing in the conversation?
Uh-huh.
How do they speak? That crap fascinates me so much. And so when I was younger, I remember I was at the Pizza Hut and my dad got so mad at me for just staring at people, watching them. And I wasn't even eating my food. And he was like, can you stop watching people? This is embarrassing.
Oh, because he was nervous. Somebody would be like, why is this child just
staring at me down?
Uh-huh.
But I would do that all the time. I'd get in so much trouble with my dad for just being a people watcher.
I think you missed an opportunity. Your career should have been a body language analyst.
I tell people that all the time. I was literally just telling somebody that if I wasn't doing radio, that is my dream job. Like when elections come around and they're like, well, because he scratched his head, he was lying to the people. That is my dream job. I want to be able to tell you that somebody's lying to you because they're scratching their head or whatever, that they're stressed out because they blinked three times.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that for like the election or something, or I want to do it for the FBI.
Okay. I'm gonna start doing weird stuff over here just to see what you think I'm meaning by it.
FBI, get her.
No. So I know Christmas is technically over, but some people still have celebrations coming up.
I do on Sunday.
And whether you need to entertain your kids on a long drive this weekend or you need something to distract yourself from political conversations at the dinner table, whatever. We got your back because there's a Those Girls coloring book.
It's official. Those Girls Incorporated.
I still wish I would have put that
you should
on
have
the cover.
About that.
I'm really going to think a little bit harder next time. But you seriously can download it for free. And the coloring book is full of all sorts of things that are unique to Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Yeah, it's got pictures from our very first start, before we were even a show, to a podcast, to our biggest moments as shows.
Mm-hmm. Including Papa Post Malone interview.
I knew you were going to mention that.
When I mowed the Colonel's field. There's all sorts of weird stuff in there that you can color.
Yeah, so if you want to download it absolutely free, check it out, KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app as well.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I wonder a lot when I'm scrolling on TikTok what it would be like to be a kid in school with TikTok being around.
Oh, yeah.
Because I see so many clips of kids in class, and there's a trend going around right now.
It would be kind of different because, like, you know, that would be something that you would want to do in class is take TikToks with your classmates.
Yeah.
Or with your teacher, or you might see your teacher on TikTok. And
yeah.
That could be weird.
It's
or fun.
Weird.
I don't know. We didn't live in that time.
No, it's totally
you
foreign.
You only wanted to friend them on Facebook, and they denied you every time.
Exactly. So now there's this trend going around that it seems that teachers are, like, laughing this one off, but maybe that's not the case. Maybe not all the videos are making it to TikTok of these kids, students, who are taking TikTok videos of themselves slowly leaving the classroom. So I've seen multiple
like
versions.
Like slow-mo?
No. Like if they're in a desk, they every couple seconds or minutes or whatever will slide it closer to the door.
That whole desk?
Uh-huh. The first one that I saw was a girl sitting.
Those things make noise.
I know. The one that I saw that I thought maybe you could get away with is, you know how I feel like it's always science classes where you sit on almost like a bar stool that doesn't have a back?
Yeah. Or you sit in a big desk with a whole group of people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I saw a girl sliding her stool closer and closer to the door. And every video that I've seen, the teachers just laugh it off or they open the door and are like, there you go. Go ahead. But I'm like, I don't feel like we ever would have gotten away with that kind of stuff back in the day.
No.
I would have been too scared.
We would have been in trouble. It would have been, sit down.
Quit goofing off.
Quit goofing off. Or it would have been like, if the teacher did open the door, to be like, okay, go to the principal's office. You know what I mean? That would
literally
be scary.
My nightmare.
I know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I have a very, very exciting announcement to make. Don't laugh. This is serious.
Okay.
I have a new toy. You hear that?
I did. I did hear that. It was just some kids screaming, yay.
I got my own sound effects over on my side of the table.
So then she can play them at any point in time. I actually thought you were going to boo me, to be quite honest with you.
You know what I don't have is I don't have a boo.
You should have thought that one through.
I should have. I have a lot of, you know, little tricks up my sleeve, but a boo, I guess, is not
one of them.
Yeah, so what you don't know about the Zuna 2.9 studio, maybe, is that Destiny is in control of the buttons over there.
Mm-hmm. I can make the music play. I can, and if the music doesn't play, well, that was my fault.
That's what happens.
And usually, if there's a sound effect of some sort, that was also me. But she wanted control as well. I might still run some, but she's going to do... Okay. You're just going to press buttons over there, aren't you?
Okay, I'm going to be good. I swear.
I just feel like you're going to play them at random points in time.
No, because you know what I don't want to happen? What? Is I don't want them to take it away from me.
Because they're like, you're playing too much of it?
Uh-huh. So this is my new toy. I don't know exactly what I want to call it. But I get to do really fun things now.
Didn't you get a SpongeBob one?
Oh. America.
Did you put the SpongeBob one on there?
A few moments later.
That's the one I care about.
I'm going to use that so much.
Every time I can't get a word out of my mouth, I just like, if I'm like stumbling.
I got that from when you're being crazy.
I'm just going to blame neighbor, man. If things go bad, he's the one who opened his mouth and said that we should host Christmas.
Okay, this is not putting good energy into the air.
Well, here's the thing. I'm very, very nervous about a lot of things. Because here's what you need to know about me when it comes to hosting events, is that I'm crazy. I knew you were going to do that.
That's my first chance I got to use it.
Well, I am annoying. I am just, I don't even know how you can handle me. Here's the thing. I looked at her house and I don't think we have much to clean other than we do need to vacuum every room, sweep and mop, and then we need to clean all the surfaces. Like, we're tidied up. Like, there's not, like, when I say clean, I don't mean like we got to clean the clutter. It's really just wipe it down with chemicals and call it a day. So I feel like that's going to be good until we go into our bedroom, which is a catastrophe. It looks like, honestly, a tornado went through it. Don't ask questions.
It's not good.
It's all laundry just thrown everywhere because we're lazy when it comes to laundry. The rest of the house looks great. And then the closet needs to be handled, which is mostly my fault because I own way too many shoes and you can't even walk through the closet.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to do that. And then there comes, you know, cooking food and what time do people arrive and decoration. Do we need decorations? Do we need plastic plates?
Oh, I'm getting a little nervous for you because it sounds like you don't have anything together.
Well, no, I don't even have plastic plates because I'm not having them eat off of our nice plates.
Okay.
They're pink and I paid a lot of money for them.
So you need to get some plastic plates.
Yeah, I got to go to the store for that.
I'm sure you can find some Christmas ones in the clearance section.
I hope so. So I'm stressed out about that. I don't think the stress has quite yet come in until tomorrow when we start the whole process. We also haven't bought her gifts yet. Let's try.
What?
For our Christmas.
Okay. This is a recipe for an actual disaster, I think.
I'm more nervous we're going to end up in a fight. But oh, neighbor man's excited.
That's he's not like, even a question.
He's like, I'm excited. Let's see how it goes. He's like excited to see what a fight would be like.
What's wrong with you guys?
I don't know. Now, you thought New Year, New Me was bad. Because people be saying that right about now. I know I'm one of those people.
Yeah, you are.
You thought that was bad. No. Isaac just said what I think might be worse. I just went over there. Isaac's producing over at 1600 ESPN because he got the gym class going on right now.
Yeah.
And I went over there, handed him a piece of paper he needed, and then he goes, I'm not going to see you till next year. I'm like, oh, my God.
See, I like that one.
You do?
I do.
I hate that
I
one.
I love a see you next year.
Ew. I was like, really? Really? You mean you're going to see me, what, Thursday next week? Well, yeah, but it's like next year, right? I'm like, oh, my God. I hate that so much.
It's a good dad joke.
I know it is, but I've heard it a million times.
I would rather hear that a million times than New Year, New Me.
Oh, you were disgusted when that came out of your mouth.
I can't. I'm going to be the same, but I'll see you next year.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
There's lots of puddles out there.
Well, yeah, it'd be raining.
Should we go puddle jumping?
Is that just when we just jump in puddles?
I think so.
I don't even know.
Well, no, I don't think I ever did that when I was a kid.
No, neither did I. I didn't ask my parents to be like, hey, can I go outside and jump in puddles? Although that does sound like a lot of fun.
See? Now as an adult, I'm kind of like, I'm wearing a hat. It's not hair wash day.
Mm-hmm.
Why not go jump in some puddles?
That would be fun. Although my biggest fear is one little slip and there go, I fall on my back and, you know. I just think,
wow, way to look on the bright side.
I never do. That's the problem.
That was really clear.
I'm always looking on the bad side.
Okay. Well, it started out as something supposed to be fun.
And then I was like, well, then we could do something that would maybe be a little bit fun. Like, you know, you wouldn't have to jump in the puddle. Something I've always wanted to do. You see it in movies all the time is you stand on the side of the road, wait for a car to drive by, go in a big puddle. But the car could hit you on accident. So, you know.
Seriously, you totally hijacked my moment.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It's just trying to, you know.
So I take it back. I'm not going outside.
Keep you informed of what could happen, and I'm thinking of your health insurance.
Campaigning against puddle jumping in 2024. All right. Someone is trying to steal my Christmas gift, and the culprit is inside the house.
You got a mouse problem?
I did, but we had that handled, actually.
Cockroach problem.
I hope not. Don't put that into the universe, please. No, my boyfriend is trying to nab one of my Christmas gifts. Let me explain. So I got a sweatshirt from my parents on Christmas Day. It's cute. It's brown. It's an Adidas sweatshirt. But my mom was like, yeah, I know you didn't ask for this. If you don't want it, you're not going to hurt my feelings. The receipt's in the pocket of the hoodie. Do what you want with that. Well, what she didn't know is that I had literally a couple days before ordered a brown Nike hoodie. So now I would have two brown hoodies, which is a little excessive in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Cute hoodie. Do I really need it though? Eh, I don't know. We'll see. So last night we finally got around to like sorting through the boxes that we brought home and putting our stuff away. And I pull out the Adidas hoodie and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I might take it back to the store and see what else they have and if there's anything I want more and exchange it. And my boyfriend's like, well, I want it. I want it. I think you should keep it because I would wear it. I think it's really cool. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You got your gifts from my parents. This one was mine.
Mm.
And I got about, what, like 40, 50 bucks that I could go use on something else?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is really fair.
No.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's still sitting in my bedroom and I'm like, do I return it and not tell him? Do I be nice?
There's a couple of things I think you can do. One, he has to pay you what the price is.
Oh.
of the sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
And so he could just buy it off of you. So if it's like $40, he owes you $40, yeah. right? Or you keep it and you just tell him you returned it and you hide it. And then I don't know when the dude's birthday is, but hopefully soon.
Well, not till July.
Is your anniversary soon?
That was in October.
Valentine's Day's coming around, baby.
That's true. And re-gift it? You're saying he's not going to forget about it?
Who cares? He wanted it. I think you re-gift it. That's what I would do.
I thought you were going to say keep it, hide it, and just hold it over his head to make him do something that I want him to.
Well, that's even more of a genius idea. My ideas were stupid. That's brilliant. You want to clean the bathroom? I'll give you this Adidas.
Okay, now we're talking.
This year, my Christmas is going to be, it's going to be blue. But not in like a sad way. I just want to make that clear.
It's going to be literally blue.
It's going to be literally blue. So my family, we've been doing this for a couple years now. We do a theme. Our theme is a color. First year, it was red. So you buy things that are the color red or have the word red in it or are red, you know?
Yeah.
So I got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on DVD. I got popcorn that was packaged red. I got a gift card to Red Robins. Last year was orange. I can't for the life of me remember what I got that was orange. To be honest with you, last year was rough. This year, it's blue. And I've been struggling for the last couple of weeks thinking about what I want to do. Because I like to do a theme. But yesterday I was telling you that the night before, neighbor man and I came up with our, like, we're going to do two gifts. Like, he's going to do a gift and I'm going to do a gift. Then my gift would be the things you need. And his will be the, his idea will be the things you don't need, but they're going to be blue. For instance, the things you don't need is Red Bull, Pepsi, Cool Ranch, Doritos, Oreos, exactly. And things you need would be like Charmin, toilet paper is blue. I got batteries last night that was $2 for $4 that are blue.
Nice.
I got AAA and AA. Dawn dish soap, blue. It's things you need, right? However, after I bought the batteries and all that fun jazz, I'm at home thinking more about like what I could add to this gift. We talked about Magic Eraser and all these things. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting nervous about this gift because we're going to play that game where it goes around and you can steal it. You can move it four to the left or right or whatever. I just am like, is anyone going to be upset if they turn to the right and that person got the things you don't need, which is all these cool things like junk food, like Red Bull and Oreos and oh my God, fun. But you got Dawn dish soap, a magic eraser, and batteries.
Right.
Like, would you be mad? Because personally, I would not. If I got that gift, I'd be freaking excited. It's like things you need that you just don't want to go to the grocery store and buy. Hell, I'll try to steal my own gift back if I can.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But I just don't know if that's how I feel, and maybe not everybody feels the exact same way.
Well, I mean, I don't know your siblings and their significant others well enough to judge that, but I do think you bring up a good point of, like, comparatively, if somebody else opens a gift card to, I don't know, Culver's is blue.
Yep, you're right.
Compare that to Dawn dish soap. Are they going to be like, wow, sweet.
That's what I was thinking about. Like, my gift compared to, I have a feeling they're going to do some really good stuff. They're probably going to get Blue Moon beer, right?
Yeah.
And then you're going to have my gift, which is batteries.
And toilet paper.
You know, like, are you going to be bummed if you get that?
Here's what I think that you could do, because I like your idea. It's like stuff that you have to have. Yeah, you got to have dish soap. You got to have toilet paper. And I never want to spend money on it because it's not exciting. So could you do some of that and then do other things that you know, quote unquote, need, but maybe are a little bit more fun? Like, I don't know, a blue candle.
Okay.
A blue room spray.
Yes.
Like some more, maybe not as much of needs, but like could pass with that.
Okay. And maybe I could still get a gift card to somewhere fun. So that it makes it a little bit more sexier. You need food.
Even Walmart.
Right. You need then to go grocery shopping.
Yeah. Or if you want to buy yourself something fun with it, you can.
Exactly.
And it doesn't match the rest of the gift.
No, but you know, it still makes you happy.
Exactly.
Let me go. And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
End zone caught. Touchdown. Yeah.
on Z102.9.
This is the most prepared we've ever been for football trivia when the game's not until Monday.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Define prepared.
Yeah, well, that's you. You're the one who's prepared. Those girls, not so much.
It's been a while.
It's debatable.
But Spencer's in from 1600 ESPN to do another round, and probably the last one of the year, of football trivia.
Well, that's correct, because they're not going to play anymore after this.
We can just make up stuff if you want. Like, they're playing Iowa State a ninth time this year. I know. They're not playing Iowa State. They're playing Missouri in the City Bowl. Yes. How did you know it was Mizzou?
Because I used to live there. M-I-Z-Z-O-U.
Oh, boy.
Don't ask. Don't ask. Yeah, I'm not a Mizzou fan.
When was the last time Iowa played Missouri in football? Was it 2009, 2010, 2014, or 2016? Mm-hmm. Don't all answer at once.
2010.
Oh,
all the way back in 2010.
Really?
The Insight Bowl. Yeah.
What bowl?
The Insight Bowl.
Insight?
Insight.
Insight or inside?
Insight.
That'd be funny if it was inside.
The Insight Bowl. What's it inside? We don't know. When did Iowa last play in the Music City Bowl?
She's going to know
that. Was it 2019, 2020, 2021, or 2022?
2019.
2021.
2022.
Darn it. I knew it was not that long ago.
Just a couple years ago, they beat Kentucky 21-0, the most exciting bowl game in the history of bowl games.
Nice.
I'm kidding, by the way. How many years in a row have the Hawkeyes qualified for a bowl game? 5, 10, 12, or 15?
12. I sounded too eager, and I don't even know.
Are you reading my Google Doc again?
Notes? 12.
12's right.
Yeah! Just by saying reading my Google Docs.
Oh, I wasn't listening. My brain was still computing.
I'm still in holiday mode. I shouldn't have said that. Erase that from the record. You got to start again. How many career bowl game wins does Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz have? 1, 5, 10, or 15?
5.
Actually, 10.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
10 wins. All right, well, we're going to do a tiebreaker to determine the winner here. How many Big Ten teams out of the whole conference qualified for the postseason this year? Don't laugh.
I'm laughing because I don't know.
8, 10, or 12?
8.
Oh, 10.
That's actually 12.
Oh, my God.
Four teams in the college football playoff and another 8 teams in bowl games.
Oh, rats.
This is my last question, so if we don't get it, then
we're done.
We're tied forever. When was the last time Iowa did not go to a bowl game? 2007, 2012, 2016, or 2020?
2012.
2012 is the right answer.
Yeah!
See, okay, there's a technicality because they qualified for a bowl in 2020, but they didn't play the game.
Oh, yeah.
But they were still technically qualified for a bowl. So 2012.
Technically,
is
the
right answer.
I win.
There you go.
I need to tell you why I'm feeling a little bit sad right now.
Okay.
So we've got two ladies' rooms here at Z102.9. And the one up front, I've been really favoring because somebody was so kind to bring lotion. You know, it's dry season. Mm-hmm. Maybe not today because it's raining and it's like 50 degrees in the middle of December. But somebody had like a warm vanilla sugar lotion just sitting on the counter in there.
Smelled so good. I loved using it.
I looked forward to every time I had to go to the bathroom because I knew I could wash my hands and then immediately moisturize. My hands have never felt better until today. The lotion's gone.
Did it run out?
I don't know, because it was pretty full.
Uh-huh.
What was that? It appeared like maybe last week, and now it's gone. So I don't know if the person took it back, because I don't know who brought it, or did somebody like it so much that they nabbed it?
Oh, we got stealers here.
I don't know.
Is that what you think?
I don't know. I can't decide, because I still don't know who brought it. Or like you said, I guess maybe it ran out, because there was a couple of us saying that it smelled really good the other day.
You know what I was just thinking just now? As you're going over, there's no more lotion. I'm like, where could there be more lotion in this building? We need lotion. I just remembered I've had lotion in my backpack this entire time.
Well, can you put it in the bathroom?
Well, I'm not sharing.
Well, then I'm going to have to come
ask
you.
If we got stealers, I'm not sharing.
I'm going to need access to your backpack then.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
New Year season just around the corner, literally next week, which is insane to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And we were chit-chatting a little bit last night in Let's Get Quizzical about like good luck traditions and beliefs going into the new year. And I think you even mentioned this one, which is the 12 grape theory.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said the number because I thought it was 20 and it just seemed excessive.
20 would be a lot. 12 is a lot too. But this
I have questions and I hope you can answer it.
I'll try.
Do you have to get it down in 1 minute?
Traditionally. So basically, let me give you a little bit of backstory here. This blew up on TikTok last year around this time. Mm-hmm. I feel like tons of people were like, you got to do the 12 grape theory to have good luck and bring love into your life for the new year. So the tradition, it's actually not anything new because of TikTok. It's like centuries old. It's a Spanish tradition. Where you're supposed to eat a grape coinciding with each chime of the clock at midnight on December 31st to welcome the new year because each grape represents the month in the coming year. So does the clock chime 12 times?
I don't got a chiming clock. I have no idea.
So I think, yeah, you're supposed to do it
within the minute.
Yeah, when the clock starts.
Which color midnight. Grape?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because
I don't want to bring bad luck. If it's not the green one, then I'm not going to do the green one.
I guess I haven't seen anybody specifying what color grape it is.
Okay. And then also people were doing it underneath the table. Does that really tell you? Is that really important?
There are some people who have other stipulations under the table or not. I've seen both.
But I'll do whatever to bring me good luck.
Maybe that'll increase your chances, but like I said, a ton of people were talking about this last year. Now the trend is it's coming back. People are like, make sure you have your 12 grapes. But we're also seeing people post their results.
After they had the 12 grapes?
Uh-huh. So what people are doing is they're using a clip of them doing their 12 grape thing at midnight at the start of this year. And then they're stitching it with them and their lover now. So one girl went viral because she had her eating grapes at the beginning of the year and then put her wedding video after that. And she's like, you guys, it really works.
Was she single and now she's married?
I guess so.
Well, then I'd be danged. I really got to be eating these grapes because your girl would love that.
Only 12.
Girl, I mean 52.
Okay.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'm really looking forward to New Year's Eve because me and Averman have been talking about this day for I don't even know how long.
Really?
Yes. That what you don't know is New Year's Eve means so much to us because that was the day of our very first date.
Mm-hmm.
And we have decided for a really long time now that we want to recreate our first date. So our first date was at Need Pizza. We went to the bar. We had two pizzas and a couple drinks. So we're going to recreate the pizzas, the exact pizzas. We'll have the exact drinks. And I would really, really like to sit the exact same spot at the bar. If I have to punch somebody, well, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Move! It's my spot. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I will not do that.
Scary.
I won't do it. But that's kind of what we're going to do New Year's Eve. But then New Year's Day, he's got off, I've got off, and I'm like, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But I would like traditions, because I know you got a tradition. Well, you did. I don't know if it's been multiple years, but you did last year.
Okay, yeah, because I actually stole it from my parents.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is this a tradition your parents have been doing?
For quite some time, I would say so. So my mom and dad would always do like a really nice dinner at home, and they would make crab legs.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, me and my boyfriend, the year before, we had gone out and done all the like early 20s things. But last year we were like, we don't really want to like go out and do anything. We want to stay home. So we recreated what my parents do, which is make crab legs. We made like fancy baked potatoes.
Oh, my God.
A bunch of good food. We had champagne and we were in bed by like probably 10:30.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome. And I would love to do that again. It just felt special because you're splurging on the food a little bit. You get to make it together and then you can go to bed whenever you want.
I love that. It's funny because I was thinking that exact same thing on my car right here to work that I was like, I kind of want to do like a fancy at home dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the date night night at need on New Year's Eve, but we need something New Year's Day. I'm like, well, we should do something fancy at home. I just don't know what to make. Mm. We have steak all the time. I don't want steak.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to make crab legs. I'm sure he does.
They're actually really easy.
I don't think I've ever actually had them before, to be quite honest with you. I think I would know.
I don't know if New Year's Day is the day to try.
Is that not the day?
Probably not.
Last year around this time, you and I came up with New Year's resolutions for each other. I wanted you to read. It was that simple.
You forced me, by the way, because I don't set resolutions. Not that I don't have anything against them. She just don't do it. So you set that for me. I failed. I didn't even try, to be honest with you. I didn't put an ounce of effort into it.
You set a New Year's resolution for me is that you wanted me to stop being late to things and maybe start showing up 20 minutes early.
And you know what? You did it for a while, but now I feel like you're back to your old self.
Exactly. Late. As ever. But the whole reason we did this was because I like setting New Year's resolutions. I've done it for honestly as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite New Year's resolutions that I have been setting for the last, I would say, it's got to be over 5 years now, that every year my goal is to read 12 books in the year, one book for every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing this, but however, I've never succeeded. I know 1 year I got 5, the next year I got 2, and I set the same stupid New Year's resolution this year, and I'm thinking about it, and I don't think I said I read one book. I've had the same book on my bedside table probably all year round.
Shoot.
And I have not picked it up. So because I miserably failed that one this year, I don't want to set it again. I know I've done it for the last 5 years. I don't want to do it again because this year it hit rock bottom. So I need a new one, and I just have no idea like what New Year's resolution I could do for myself. Yeah. I don't know what I need to work on.
I mean, you have like your basic ones, like work out more, but you go to the gym. Uh-huh. Like that was kind of something you already did.
Don't
this
drink
year.
Alcohol. I don't even drink. I can't even tell you the last time I had alcohol.
Right. So I didn't really have an answer for you. So I took to the internet.
Okay.
Good housekeeping is where I looked.
That's a great place.
That feels like where grown women go to find their New Year's resolutions.
Goodhousekeeping.com.
And, you know, they had the basic ones on there, but pish posh. I have a list of some of the ones that I don't know that you would have thought of. Number one is cook new foods.
I was thinking that would be a good idea.
You could use that.
I recently, I've been trying to dabble my toes into baking.
Mm-hmm.
I baked sugar cookies 2 weeks ago. I did monster cookies last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate that. I would like to get off of dessert though and do like
meals. You are the same person who texted me and asked me how to make grilled cheese. So you have room to grow.
She's not lying.
Okay.
I asked her what cheese you put in.
Yeah. Anyways.
put that on that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Cook new foods beyond grilled cheese. Now that you know that one. Another idea Good Housekeeping had was to learn to love vegetables. I knew that would be the reaction.
Keep going.
Do yoga with your partner.
No, I've already done it before. He goes way too fast.
I forgot about that.
Uh-huh.
You said it was not peaceful.
No,
at all.
Not peaceful at all.
Make time for cuddling.
I'm down for this.
I knew
he
it.
He don't cuddle me enough.
Well, that's your that could be your couple resolution.
Okay.
To make
more
time
cuddling.
For cuddling. Another one was to give your feet better support, aka invest in a nice pair of shoes. Comfy shoes.
Are they cute though? Probably
take
not.
Care of your feet. And then you know you got the classic. Consider therapy.
You know what? That's been a New Year's resolution for me for quite some time, and I still haven't gotten around to it.
For years!
Maybe it's this time.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I remember that it was last year. I was desperate. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I'm honestly, it's every year.
Where are you going with this?
I'm desperate every year to get some good luck.
Yes.
This year, last year around this time, to get some good luck. And I was seeing everybody on TikTok talk about how if you, I think it's like 20 grapes, if you eat 20 grapes underneath the kitchen table, it will help you bring good luck. I don't remember how many grapes it is. I was like, I think I'm going to do this.
Did you?
I didn't do it though.
Oh, well. How'd it go?
Yeah, had a pretty good year.
Okay.
But it kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. The Dutch believes eating what on New Year's Day will bring good luck? What is it?
I love finding out what other cultures like do to bring in a good year or whatever.
Because I want to do it.
So interesting. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I need all the good luck I can
get. I'll be feasting for some good luck.
I will order everything you say.
Yes.
I need it. The Dutch believes eating what on New Year's will bring good luck. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
You know what? We're going to do it. We're going to get in the New Year's spirit.
Might as well.
Don't look at me.
Don't. Not yet, at least.
New Year, new us.
I'll probably be about the same.
She will.
You know. Maybe mediocre. Worse. Or worse. I could be worse.
Tonight's trivia question. We're celebrating a little early. The Dutch believes eating what on New Year's Day will bring good luck?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4569 said bratwurst.
I'd eat that.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it doesn't bring good luck. Unless it brings bad luck, I don't want to eat it.
Oh my God, I got to look up a food list of what not to eat.
Are there things you shouldn't eat?
I don't know.
Actually, I do think there are. I can't remember what.
I think it was chicken.
I thought it was seafood.
You know what? Maybe it's lobster. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to need to look it up.
I'm just going to keep shrimp. Maybe
shrimp. I ate crab legs on New Year's Eve last year.
That's why you had a horrible year.
Did I have a horrible year? Because I ate crab legs.
I got to look it up, though. Oops. I got to look up the worst food to have. 6421 said cabbage.
I do think I've heard that cabbage is supposed to be good luck.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very good, though.
I don't think I like cabbage. That's one of those foods that I say I don't like, but I've never had.
Yeah, maybe if it was, like, smothered in cheese.
Uh-huh.
Then I would eat it. 4829 said licorice.
Only if it's the red one.
I was going to say, I'd be down for it as long as it's not black licorice, because that is foul.
Gross.
No, I'd take a little nibble if it was going to, like, win me the lottery.
Yeah, if I was guaranteed to win $1 million.
I'll eat the bag.
The Dutch believes eating what on New Year's will bring good luck. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Can you imagine? Maybe we've been setting up ourselves failure this entire time. Like, we've been eating the wrong food.
Oh, I believe that.
Like, we just didn't even know that certain foods could be bringing us bad luck, and we've probably been eating it.
What if it's my favorite food?
Well, you can stop for one day.
I don't know. If
it's mashed potatoes, I'm doomed.
Yeah, that might explain some things in my life.
If it's goldfish, Taylor's double doomed.
Not the goldfish.
Can you believe next week? It's a new year.
Another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. I mean, does it really matter? I don't know. It's weird to think about.
I know it is. Another calendar to put together.
What?
Well, you know, put your events on the game. What events am I going to?
Let's be serious.
I ain't got no friends.
Anyways.
Well, it's a new year, so we're getting inspired for tonight's trivia question. The Dutch believe eating what on New Year's Day will bring good luck? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Well, you better put your order in for some donuts, because they believe donuts bring good luck on New Year's Day. I mean, I don't know which one. I don't know if it sprinkles give you more or what, but...
I'll order all the variety.
Can I get one of everything? I'll do sprinkles. I'll do a Long John.
Cover all the bases. Glazed. Hello?
Yes.
I'm down for that, which also, we were just talking about things that are bad luck.
We couldn't remember. I thought it was chicken.
Well, it's a lot of things. It says... I'm on delish.com, and they say avoid winged fowl, like turkey or chicken. Don't be eating those chicken wings. Avoid lobster, crab, and other crustaceans. So I ate crab legs this past year. That was a bad idea.
That's
I guess.
You had a bad year.
And like so many random things you're not supposed to do on New Year's Eve. You're supposed to avoid having empty kitchen cabinets. Otherwise, it'll bring scarcity into your life. You're not supposed to do your dishes. Or take out your trash or wash your clothes, because you might wash something good out of your life.
Let's be lazy.
I'm going to be sitting
what it's telling you.
In a pile of dirty clothes.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's telling you
to do. With a box of donuts on my lap.
Well, yeah, that's apparently all you can eat is donuts. Although I looked it up because I know I had pizza last year and I want to know if I can have pizza again. No, pizza is not considered bad luck on New Year's. So donuts for breakfast and lunch, pizza for dinner, sit in the pile of dirty clothes. Don't move an inch.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what we're going to do.
It's the best New Year's Eve ever.
Tune in Monday night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
I be scrolling through TikTok every hour of the day, pretty much. And I saw this girl. She was like, ladies, if you want to know if your man is going to propose and at what point in time, you got to take him to B-dubs and get him drunk. And I was like, I'm listening. Tell me more. Well, she said it was on a complete accident, but what happened is her and her man, they went to dinner, and he had one too many drinks, and she decided to poke the bear and ask, hey, when are you planning on proposing to me? And he was like, well, he was drinking. He was like, well, I'm actually going to do it in like a week, and I already have the ring.
Oh.
And she found out by that on a complete accident. So she was telling other girls, if you want to find out, this is how you could do it. So I sent the TikTok to Neighborman, and I was like, hey, can I take you to B-Dub sometime?
Oh, my God.
And he laughed at it. Fast forward to Christmas Eve, he gets a gift from his boss. You know, sometimes your boss gives you a Christmas bonus or a Christmas gift. His boss gave him a gift card to B-Dubs.
No way.
And I was like, this is a sign.
Oh, my God.
We're going there. We have a date Saturday night.
Okay, but does it work when he knows the plot?
Well, I asked him, can I ask the question? Like, I said, one, are you going to get drunk? And two, can I ask you the question?
God.
And he said, yes, I can ask him the question. And two, he'll have a drink.
That doesn't mean he's going to have an answer.
Well, I don't know. We're going to find. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I got to figure out what alcohol will get the man the drunkest. That's what I need to do my research on. I don't know which one it is.
Are you prepared?
To be devastated? I guess I didn't think about that, Taylor.
Well, I don't know, because, you know, maybe when you have a couple drinks, what if he's like, nah,
I don't see you as wife material. I'm going to cry. question. What are you doing Saturday night? Can I spend the night at your house in case?
Can I put on a disguise, a hat and a mustache, and just watch in the corner?
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.